realization of suffering, freedom from suffering, and impermanence, understanding what impermanence is, emptiness, the no-self nature of all appearance, that appearance is emptiness, but emptiness is also enlightenment. So appearance is a manifestation of enlightenment or freedom or all light, which means nirvana and samsara are one. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. It's called the Heart Sutra in Japanese, if you're interested. Very, very important. Fu'i shiki shiki soko ze ku ku. Right? Akemi knows that. So the Heart Sutra is says form is emptiness, emptiness is form. It means that appearance of objects and self and other and positive and negative VT, all that appearance or form is ultimately emptiness or light or pure energy, which is no different than the one infinite creator's manifestation of light, which is enlightenment. So yeah, the Heart Sutra is really wonderful. Taras Bulba. Thank you, Derek. That's a wonderful link. There's actually a video about Taras Bulba. Very strange. He was a major player. So if you want to see what service to self looks like, look at the video of Taras Bulba. He was a real person. He was a real guy. I guess so. I mean, Ra seemed to indicate he was. All right. So that's the basic chart on cosmic plan. I hope you understand it all fully. It's heavy stuff. It's a backbone to our study. And again, please look at this and absorb it and try to grok it. When you go from this and that to the other piece of channeled other material that you might like to read, when you read other stuff, please consider this. And especially polarity, honesty, truth versus deception, and maturity, meaning fourth dimension versus sixth dimensional source. And the more you understand, the clearer your light will be.